This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Diana Furch-Scott-Roth, Director of the Center for Employment Policy at the Hudson Institute. She's also a former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Labor, and she served as chief of staff of President George W. Bush's Council of Economic Advisors. We want to get her insights on the latest jobs report from the Department of Labor, the final report coming before the midterm elections, which shows the overall unemployment rate steady at 9.6%. However, there is a net loss of 95,000 jobs, although there was a modest private sector job growth. Diana, thanks so much for being with us.
It's such an honor to be on your show, Greg.
For the most part, I guess this report could be described as status quo, which is, I'm sure, what the president did not want heading into the election. But what do you see when you see the main points in this report? What jumps out at you?
I guess what jumps out to me is that there's another 95,000 jobs lost. And what's interesting is that since June 2009, when the recession officially ended, we've lost 439,000 jobs. That number keeps increasing. One would expect at the end of a recovery, at the beginning of a recovery, at the end of a recession, for job growth to start, and it has not started yet.
What about the fact that these are largely temporary census jobs? We saw a big surge up a few months ago. Now they've gone away. So can we pretty much remove them from the equation? Or are they important to consider as well?
Well, some of them are census jobs, but about half of the government jobs lost were state and local government jobs. So it's not just the census jobs. And the problem is that state and local governments are feeling squeezed too. One reason they're squeezed is the high cost of pensions that are built into state and local government worker contracts and the high cost of paying state and local government workers. But state and local governments are suffering from lower tax revenues because of the recession, and they are also laying off workers.
Diana, the president just commented on this latest jobs report, and when speaking about the layoffs at the state and local government level, he says it would have been a whole lot worse without the emergency aid that he and his Democratic allies pushed through Congress to save the jobs of a lot of first responders as well as teachers. How much validity is there to that?
Well, I think that that is probably true, that the money from the stimulus did go towards these state and local jobs. And that's the problem. It hasn't gone towards private sector jobs. So we're at 9.6% unemployment. Most of the unemployed, the 14.7 million unemployed, are from private sector jobs. And we've taken the money from the private sector. We've taken it and sent it over to the public sector. And yes, we've saved some state and local jobs. But the private sector has not been empowered to create jobs, does not have the confidence. And it's not surprising, with tax rates going up 5 percentage points on January 1st, 2011, employers don't know what their costs are going to be. The government has imposed a mandate for health insurance. If you're over 50 workers in your company and you don't have the right kind of health insurance, you have to pay $2,000 per worker per year. If you go from 50 workers to 52 workers in a firm, you're paying an extra $44,000 a year. That means small firms don't want to expand over 50 workers. And any company with 55 or 60 workers is going to think about how to shed workers. So things are not good for the private sector, which is the engine of job growth. And if President Obama wants to take more taxpayer funds and send them over to state and local governments, so maybe they can employ everybody. Maybe they can employ all these 14.5 million unemployed workers. Maybe he thinks that would be the right thing to do. But traditionally, the engine of growth in the economy has been business, and business is not hiring.
Diana, one of the things we always get from you in these monthly checkups is a look at what is commonly referred to sometimes as the real unemployment rate when factoring in folks who either have stopped looking or are taking part-time jobs when they can't find full-time work. The official unemployment rate, obviously, is still at 9.6, but when factoring in those other conditions, what's the so-called real unemployment rate?
Well, I wouldn't say it's the real unemployment rate, but U6, which is the broadest measure of unemployment that the Labor Department publishes, is at 17.1%. That's including workers marginally attached to the labor force and discouraged workers and workers who are working part-time when they want full-time jobs. So that is very discouraging, and that's a reflection of the hardship that American families have out there when they can't find a job, and college graduates, too, who graduate without being able to find a job. This is a truly tragic situation for everybody involved. America always used to be the land where you could find a job. Now about 42% of the unemployed have been out of work for 6 months or longer, and there's a lot of discouragement out there.
Diana, the president today saying that if you look at the growth in private sector jobs, just in September, it's about 64,000, 65,000, something like that. And then for the year, it's over 850,000. He contrasted that with the 800,000 a month that we were losing when he took office, and basically saying that's evidence that we're slowly, not where he wants to be, but slowly on the right track. Sounds from what you mentioned a few minutes ago that you don't think ultimately that that's correct.
I think having spent over $1 trillion in stimulus, to have an unemployment rate of 9.6% with 14.5 million Americans unemployed and to say you're on the right track, he should not be able to look at himself in the mirror after saying that. We are clearly not on the right track, as any unemployed American can tell him.
Diana, we'll keep watching. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be on your show, Greg.
Thank you so much. Diana Furtscott-Roth is the director of the Center for Employment Policy at the Hudson Institute. She served as the chief economist at the Department of Labor under President George W. Bush, as well as his chief of staff for his Council of Economic Advisors. She's also the author of the brand new book, How Obama's Gender Policies Undermine America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.